This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Preston's Report Card.
Ravens Lou, the heartbreaker, 18-16 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Joining us right now, the professor is in, Mike Preston. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Good.
Ravens lose 18-16. First of all, we'll get to that last. So let's go in order. Quarterback Lamar Jackson, what did you give him?
I gave him a C-. You know, performance not very good. Got pressured. You got to give the Steelers credit. They got some guys up front, and they can rush forward sometimes, and they chase them. But there were some decisions he made that were just very poor. Throwing back across in the middle of the field. One time he threw a pass when he was out of bounds. I don't know what was going on that two-point conversion pass, but not a good day for Lamar overall. Just didn't have it, and it happens. You know, you look at the overall body of work, pretty impressive, but not yesterday.
Mike, I know you're there. One of the things they talked on the broadcast was, like, all the other numbers weren't great. But his ADOT, he was pushing the ball downfield. They were going for big plays, but I guess that's all you had in that game when they to look at it.
I mean, he had a couple big plays, and there were like a couple of shoestring tackles that the Steelers made that brought guys down. But overall, no. I mean, he got sacked twice, got hit six times, and just made some bad decisions. There were two times when I watched the game that he had receivers wide open and he missed them for whatever reason.
Yep.
Just didn't have a good day.
Mike, running backs.
Oh, man. This is one of the few times that I thought Derrick Henry could carry the ball more than 13 times.
Yep.
You know, and I'm
especially when he's averaging 5 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, and just take away the one run, 30-some yards or whatever it was, 17 yards. I thought they could just go and pound these guys a little bit.
31 yards, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it just keep getting after him. And they kind of got away from it a little bit too soon for me.
And why wouldn't he be on the field for the two-point conversion? I mean, you need 2 yards. You got a guy who's averaging 5 yards a carry. You need two. Put him record on the field. Even his decoys, just the threat of it. And he's not even on the field.
Nope. That didn't make any sense to me. You know, you got to put him out there just to keep those linebackers home.
Yeah.
And if you're going to run Lamar, I probably would have ran him to the wide side, not to the short side.
Yeah.
But again, maybe they thought they had better numbers on the short side. I didn't see it. I mean, Joey Porter, give him credit, came up, made the play. But Justice Hill, when you put him in the game, that says pass to me.
Yeah, well, so the numbers were in their favor because they had six Steelers on that side of the field and the Ravens had zero wide receivers. So it was going to work out. We figured. So worst play call by Todd Monken so far.
So was that supposed to be a pass?
I think it had to be. It had to be because there's, like Lamar said, it was a run, but the way it's blocked, there's no way that that's solely a run. There should have been an option of someone dragging across the back of the field or the front of the end zone to give him something.
All right, because The first time they come out in the 2-point on that play, and I thought he was going to run the football, just tuck and go up in the middle. But then Tomlin calls a timeout, and they go back and reset, and then he goes to the left. Now, on the first play when he showed it, was that supposed to be the pass?
That was going to be a jump pass.
On the way home.
It looked like.
Yeah, that's what we kept hearing. But, you know, when I saw the formation and Lamar tucked, I thought he was going to run. And run right up in that gap, right over right guard, tackle somewhere in there. But then when they came in, called a timeout, I said, oh, Tomlin got a look. And then they run it to the left, to the short side, and I'm like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't get that. And I guess that's a question to ask today. You go out there.
Go offensive line.
D. McCary, and you could see Lindebaum, dinner. They're getting a little frustrated with Lamar as when they can release and when not to release. Because they're jawing a little bit. Like, you got to run, you got to take off, you got to give us a signal. And usually quarterbacks have a call. There's some kind of call, gold, red, whatever, release. I don't know if the Ravens have one, but they got called 2 or 3 times for a illegal guy downfield. And I don't know what's going on there. But you can't have those. And these penalties, what did they have, 12 for 80 yesterday?
Something
like that.
Yeah.
When you're starting 1st and 15, 1st and 20, that's not a good play.
What about receivers, Mike?
You know, they were okay. I gave them a C, but, you know, can't have a ball hit you in the face mask when your chest and you got your hands down around your ankles. I don't understand that. Adam Murray dropped one. It was not a great day for receivers. Andrews, what did he have? 2 catches for like 18 yards?
22.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. And I'm looking for them to take advantage of Pittsburgh with their tight end, but it didn't happen, guys. So I gave them a C.
Defensive line,
I gave them a C-. Not a great day for them, but not a bad day. But I still want to see more pressure. I still want to see Madubuike step up his game. I'm not saying he's playing poorly, but he's not playing to the level that I thought he was going to play once he got that big contract, that he would take over and dominate games. Linebackers, I gave them a C+. I thought they're outside guys. He played against a rookie, and then he played like a rookie. Number 77 wasn't very good. But he did what he had to do, 2.5 sacks. The one of the turning points in this game, and I give it to Mike Tomlin, is when Roquan Smith went out of that game with the hamstring, he pounded them inside. Did right inside. And I'm like, that's a coach. That's a smart coach right there, because he knows Malik Harrison on the inside. I don't think so, Scooter. I'm going to run right at these guys. And he did. And it started paying off because you could see the Ravens starting to wear down a little bit. But overall, I gave him a C+. Secondary, didn't give up any big plays except for the one to Pickens down the sideline, which was 37 yards. And that was on our favorite guy, Brandon Stevens. But for the most part, they hung. They got White out there, young guy. I mean, not young guy, but a little older guy, experienced guy. I would have called him for that second pass interference. But for the most part, I gave him a C+. That's the highest grade I've given him all year.
What about special teams?
He missed 2 field goals. Enough said. Jordan Stout bailed him out. He had like 6 punts. He was averaging like 56 yards a punt. That one for 70 yards.
Yeah.
But Tucker, you missed an extra point the week before. You missed 2 field goals.
What about coaching, Mike?
Is there a kicker out there? Oh, God. Derrick Henry didn't touch the ball enough.
It's like my wife asking me to do the dishes.
In a close game, Mike.
I know. I know. The penalties, the 2-point conversion play, they get a D, and the only thing that saves them is Zach Orr finally did his job this week as far as coordinator. they get a D. Okay. And guys, I'm being gracious. How do you lose to a team? You let them kick six field goals and you lose.
Yeah.
That's bad news. And, you know, and we can say whatever we want. The Steelers have punked the Ravens.
They have.
They've won 8 out of the last 9. Weird stuff happens. That's in your brain. And Lamar said it after the game. I don't know if you guys heard that sound bite, but it's in there where he talks about mentally, we come out, we try too hard, whatever. And when you admit that, you've been punked. And they need to change that. That has to change.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let me ask you this. Does it seem like the Mike Tomlin just has the number of John Harbaugh?
Yeah. You won 8 of 9. Yeah, and that was a sloppy game. It was a terrible game, you know, watching all the penalties and so forth. But physically, they match up well with the Ravens, and I've talked about this before. When a team has a good defensive line and you got guys in the back end who can cover, your chances of beating the Ravens are pretty good. And, you know, you got Cameron Haywood and T.J. Watt up front for the Steelers. You can keep Lamar controlled where he can't run all over the field and make plays. And they pretty much did that. And their pursuit angles were very good. They didn't chase behind him. They almost squared up with him and then kind of cut his angle off. So he had a throw going out of bounds. And that's some smart stuff. That's being out-coached there.
Mike Preston joins us. Mike Preston, report card. He gave his full report earlier on the show. You go back, listen to the 8 o'clock hour on the Odyssey app. Also find it on Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com.
Mike, you know, we talk a lot about Mike Tomlin. You know, a lot of respect for him as a coach. I have a lot for Harbaugh as well, but people, you know, always bring these guys up. But is Tomlin like, you know, we just played a clip a while ago where he basically, in a very polite, you know, complimentary way, basically paintbrush slapped the Ravens coaching staff for being predictable, and they did everything that he, you know, they tipped him off basically, you know, and calling Lamar Mr. Jackson. Is he like the master of like head games in the NFL?
Yep. Very, very, very good at that. You saw who he sent out there to do the coin flip yesterday, Patrick Queen. You go back and you look at
runs by
Derrick Henry. Something was going on there where they got a tell on that because they were crashing the line of scrimmage. I mean, a couple of times he got caught before on those toss plays. He got caught in the backfield. And I'm like, they're reading something. They're seeing something there because they're just jumping with the corners and the safeties right off the bat. And usually those guys have to read the receivers first, but these guys were just coming forward. There was something there that they saw. Even some of the routes where the running backs were coming out of the backfield, and the Ravens tried some of those things, and they were matching up with them stride for stride. And I'm like, yeah, he's got this thing down. He kind of knows what's going on. And, you know, maybe the next time the Ravens play him, they have to change up a little bit. And most teams do that. But they usually do it after three or four games because then you got to beat on them. The Ravens may need to do that when they play the Steelers because Mike Tomlin, he owns the Ravens.
Hey,
the
Mike.
Pittsburgh Steelers own the Ravens.
So, again, like looking back, yesterday's game kind of reminded me a lot of the Browns game. I mean, different facets and things that you could look at to say this is the reason they lost, but two missed field goals, a couple of drop passes, three turnovers in kind of goofy fashion that they happen, and then all those penalties, and they still lose by 2 points. I still think there's a ton of talent on this team. I just don't know why they're not getting the most out of them.
I can't explain that either. I mean, and you can go point to the penalties all you want and so forth. What I look at is physically, did you get handled in this game? And they did. They took the Ravens totally out of their offense. If the Ravens can't run the football, then they don't have the play-action passing game. They don't have the run-pass options. They didn't have any of that going yesterday. They basically just said, okay, this is who we are. And the Steelers said, yeah, we know who you are. and we're going to take it away from you. You're not going to beat yourself in this game. And they did. Like I talked about earlier, Derrick Henry. You got to touch the ball more than 13 times in a game. Just to keep them honest. But there were just certain things that they did, and then just got after them. And, you know, their defensive line, they're pretty good. And how many passes did Lamar have batted down? At least three or four at the line of scrimmage. You know, that's coaching also because – if you can't beat them, at least get your hands up. And they did. Hayward knocked down at least two. I remember him knocking down two at the line of scrimmage. So that's coaching, folks. That's what happens, especially when you got quick release.
Hey, well, Mike Preston's report card being found at Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He went through position by position right here on this show at 8 o'clock. You can find that on the Odyssey app. Mike, is it me, or do you seem like Ravens receivers are dropping passes in crucial situations? They came back and scored on that one drive as they dropped it, but a little bit too many drops lately.
Yeah, and I thought that would change once they signed Johnson. I thought that would get Aguilar to pick up his game, which he did. But in crunch time, you know, the only guy you can really count on is Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not including the tight end, because Andrews, it comes through. But he didn't get a lot of passes yesterday. But of the receivers, you don't know what they're going to do. Bateman.
What was Flowers doing with his hands on that drop, though? Because it looked like he thought it was coming in lower because he had him down, and then it gets to his chest, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Go back and look at the play and see, doesn't he has peripheral, like, I'm getting ready to get knocked out from the left-hand
side. Right. Fair enough.
That's what was going on there. Because you can see that head start to tilt a little bit. I'm like, yeah, he was worried about getting crushed or making a move. And that happens because I saw that a couple of times last night in the Chargers game with the Bengals.
Hey, Mike, when you look at the Ravens now, well into the season, you're talking week 12 now. Are they in the same discussion now? Because it happened all season with, say, the Lions, the Chiefs, the Bills, and teams like that, or are they in another now stratosphere division?
I will keep them right where they were before the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if they just take care of the business, you know, stop the penalties, stop the craziness, they're right there physically. Because, I mean, most of the teams, they just go out and dominate those teams physically. Like the Bills beat the Chargers, and I'm like, the Ravens dismantled Buffalo. And I think if they played them again, they would do it again. It seems like every team, there's always one team that has your number. And you guys have all coached. We've always had that team, regardless of what sport we were coaching. I mean, in lacrosse, I couldn't beat Lock Ravens 6 times we played them. And I just wanted to play them again just to beat them one time. And we did. And there's always a team that has your number. And the Ravens have to figure out how they're going to beat Pittsburgh. They have not done that, and I know it has to bug them. It really has to bug them. And, I mean, it's Pittsburgh. It's the team that they own, as Steve Bisciotti once said, we want to model ourselves after the Steelers.
And Mike, you said the Bills. Did you mean Bills Chiefs?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Figure that out.
Mike, we talked about it earlier. What would it take for the Ravens not to give Harbaugh an extension, or do you think that's that's up in the air right now.
You know, it depends on the postseason and how far they go in the postseason.
Yeah.
I think if he goes far, and guys, I'm sorry, but my expectations for this team, you got to go to the show. After last year, you had the best team in the National Football League. We've seen all of this winning. We've heard about Lamar, MVPs, and all these weapons they got. You need to go to the show. Now, once you get there, you can win or lose. We got it. To make steps, to make that next step, and that's to get to the show. That's where I'm at. And if it doesn't, then we'll see what happens at the end of the year. It will get interesting.
Thanks a lot, Professor. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.